Standing outside on his cattle farm on Phillip Island in Victoria, Bob Davey is proud of what he sees.
I can see a windmill, I can see a solar pump panel up on the hill where our water comes from. I can see cattle that are grazing quite happily. I can see a future here for the cattle.
Mr Davey is a beef and carbon farmer, and this year he achieved carbon neutral certification. He took advantage of subsidies offered under the previous Labor government to increase renewable energy production by installing solar panels and wind turbines to heat water.
So now all of our power for our water is controlled by solar and wind power, whereas we don't have to rely on mains water at all, which we could do if we needed to. But at the moment, we're self-contained for water, so everything is used on property. Our electricity bills have come down considerably. We're possibly saving about 75% in electricity through having our solar panels.
Bob Davey is disturbed by reports from Canberra that the government is looking at the option of abolishing the renewable energy target.
I think that's disastrous. I cannot understand why, when we've got wind power and solar power, why the government aren't going ahead and pushing that as hard as they can. We have to look at our footprint very carefully, which we have been doing and which is all monitored. And by increasing the carbon in our soils, we now have in excess of what it takes to run our farm.
But you don't need necessarily a renewable energy target to continue doing that, do you? You're in that spot and you can continue. And it wouldn't make a difference, would it?
Oh, yeah, but what about everybody else? You know, I mean, everybody needs to be doing this, and a lot of people out there are doing this at the moment, and we need this sort of thing to prove that we can sequester a lot of carbon into our soil. Solar, wind power, yeah, and there's a lot of farmers out there that are doing this at the moment, so it's going to have a big effect.
The government has denied reports that it's looking more closely at the option of terminating the RET. Investors in renewable energy have been nervous. Just yesterday, the company behind one of the country's largest solar farms in northwest Victoria announced it was shelving the project, partly due to the uncertain future of the renewable energy target. Meanwhile, the dairy industry hopes the 20% target remains. Chairman of Australian Dairy Farmers Noel Campbell says about half of the power in the dairy industry is used for heating water, and solar technology has become a popular way to do it.
I would say probably 20 to 30%, and it's increasing. Probably 5 to 10% of farmers would be changing over to some sort of solar system, but I think increasingly farmers are changing over.
And what has that meant for farmers in terms of their power prices and electricity bills and so forth?
Well, you're paying the infrastructure back. The benefits aren't net.
You mean the infrastructure for the solar panels?
Infrastructure for the solar panels, yeah. But after that, there would be probably significant power. It depends on the size of the farm, obviously.
The Renewable Energy Target Review is looking at whether the RET drives up electricity prices. At the moment, energy retailers have to buy renewable energy certificates, and they pass the cost of the RET on to consumers. That's a concern for Chief Executive of the National Irrigators Council, Tom Chesson.
Very well aware of the death spiral. When someone goes off grid and puts in renewable energy, yes, they're no longer at the mercy of network, but it means that their neighbours and everyone else on that network has to wear increased fees and charges.
Where are the industries, or which are the industries, where farmers aren't using renewable energy?
Well, I think one of the issues where you need to pump a lot of water very quickly, or you have big pressurised schemes that take a lot of energy, that could be within cotton industry, it could be other industries like that. Not because people don't want to, just because the systems aren't necessarily there yet.